Folklore is still being created, and folklorist John Harold Brunvand has collected the latest urban legends in his book, The Choking Doberman. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Brunvand defines urban legends as oral accounts of weird happenings told as being true. For example, the tale that one can make free phone calls thanks to Burt Reynolds or Johnny Carson.
It's not true that Johnny Carson, Burt Reynolds, or any celebrity announced his credit card number on the air and said, let all my fans make free calls. What happens is that actual numbers get into circulation. People start charging these calls. And a lot of times it'll be, a little barber shop in Seattle or something like that that's being charged with the calls until they track the thing down. Have you heard the latest variation on that? Supposedly, the universal product code number on one of Michael Jackson's records is Michael Jackson's private phone number, and if you dial it, you'll get him.
Brunvand says the title tale of his book, The Choking Doberman, is a crime story that starts out as a puzzle.
The woman comes home to her apartment, and there in the hallway is her Doberman, lying on the rug, gagging and gasping, and she doesn't know what's happening. She puts down her groceries, takes the dog, puts it in the car, drives to the vet. The vet looks at the dog and says, something is obstructing this dog's breathing. I'll have to probably perform a tracheotomy. It's nothing you'll want to watch. Go back home and cross your fingers and I'll let you know. When she gets back home, the phone is ringing. She picks it up and it's the vet. He's very excited. He says, get out of the house right away. Go to the neighbors. I've called the police. Don't ask any questions. What he has found, supposedly, is two fingers stuck in the dog's throat. The police search the house and find this intruder with two fingers neatly bitten off, bleeding in shock, hiding somewhere.
Jan Harold Brunvand began picking up that tale and its variations in 1981, and to this date, no one has been able to verify that it actually happened. His book is The Choking Doberman, published by Norton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jan Harold Brunvand's book, The Choking Doberman, is a collection of modern urban folklore, strange tales being passed around orally as the truth. There's one about three middle-aged women from the Midwest.
They come to New York on a vacation, and these three women are worried about crime, and they think they're going to be mugged in New York. And so they're very fearful, and they're on an elevator the first day, going down from their room in the hotel, and the only other person to get on the elevator is a large black man with a dog and a leash, and when the door closes, he says, sit, and they sit down on the floor of the elevator, and he apologizes and says, I meant the dog, and sometimes they ask him to suggest a restaurant in the neighborhood, and when they go there for dinner, they find their dinner has been paid by, do you know this, who it is? Reggie Jackson.
But it never happened. Then there's one Brunvand calls The Hairy-Armed Hitchhiker, which usually takes place on a hot day in a suburban shopping mall as a woman is heading back to her car.
And when she gets there, there's a stranger sitting in the car, what looks like a little old lady sitting there in the front seat, and the owner of the car says, you're sitting in my car, and she says, well, it's very hot, the buses have all stopped for the day, and I just hope that whoever owned this car would give me a ride. The woman says, well, all right. And as she gets behind the wheel and looks over at her passenger, she notices her arms are very hairy, the backs of her hands and her arms, and she thinks, uh-oh, this is a man in woman's clothing. And so she either invents some reason to go back, saying she forgot a package or something, and gets a security guard, or the versions I prefer, because she's a little more aggressive and active, she asks this person to get out for a minute and see if the taillights are working when she presses the brake. And as soon as this person's out of the car, she speeds away to the police, and they find a hatchet in the handbag.
Some samples of modern urban legends in Jan Harold Brunvand's book, The Choking Doberman. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.